I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. The coronavirus has swiftly led to dramatic changes in our daily lives, and that in turn has meant new levels of stress for many people. Unlike other singular traumatic events, the pandemic is ongoing, and as Connecticut begins to reopen its economy, people will have to find ways to continually adapt to unpredictable and changing conditions. I reached out to Dr. Stephen Marins, a professor of psychiatry at the Yale School of Medicine and director of the Childhood Violent Trauma Center at the Yale Child Study Center. I asked him about ways to cope when a threat is long-lasting.
When we typically talk about post-traumatic reactions, number one, we're talking about not necessarily PTSD, but a level of distress that changed the way our bodies and minds work. And one of the significant features that you're underlining is that word post is a really important ingredient. What makes this situation so different for so many is the fact that the stressors, the danger, and the threats are ongoing. So this requires us to actually tolerate as best as we can and make adaptations to the reality that we're not out of the woods yet. This is not over. And one of the ways that we can try to help ourselves and support each other is recognizing what are the best possible ways of turning the volume down on the impact of an unwanted reality that has not yet come to an end.
Could you tell us some of the ways to do that?
Sure. We've just come out with some guidelines that are geared towards adults. We're working on guidelines that can help parents with kids who are anxious about the pandemic. But what we try to do is to help people actually have a better understanding of what the connection is between the symptomatic reactions and what those mean in terms of changes in basic mind and body functioning.
Very briefly, could you explain what happens physiologically in the body during periods of stress?
Sure. Yeah, one of the best ways of understanding it is that, you know, there are parts of the brain that help us organize our experiences. Think in a straight line. And that part of the brain is in constant communication with another part of the brain that is what people sometimes refer to as the chemistry of our emotions. And in situations where we are under great stress, that normal communication can be significantly disrupted or compromised. And so there's a cycle of stress reactions in our bodies and in our thoughts that keep reinforcing each other and keep our levels of the experience of stress at their highest.
So what do you think are reasonable ways to begin to manage this?
Well, techniques like focused breathing or guided imagery. One of the other areas is actually stepping back and saying, what are the ways in which my routines have changed? Now, clearly in this time, most people's routines have changed. But then the question is how to reinstate some type of routine that actually introduces or reintroduces predictability, order. Sleep is another example.
Yes.
You know, so many people are talking about how disrupted their sleep is. And everyone, I've never met anybody who's not familiar with the experience of waking up in the middle of the night, not able to get back to sleep, finding their thoughts going to, again, the repetitive nature of the biggest problems they can, you know, that come to mind, and going over and over and over. You know, even the idea of considering what the risks are in going back to work, it's hard to think those through when one can't fully have all of one's capacities up to snuff. There's only so much we can know at any given time. But when we're preoccupied with the enormity of the worst possible outcomes, it makes us harder to then use our capacities to sort through the information we do have and to think about the remedies to addressing what concerns might be here and now, looking at what are doable but predictable routines of daily life can also re-strengthen some of the capacities we have for ordering, for planning, decision-making, and thus interrupting the automatic slide into that pattern of worry and the physical experiences of that worry.
Dr. Stephen Marins, thanks for speaking this morning.
My pleasure.